All day tomorrow in Boulder, there will be the Soil Revolution Conference. And this all-day event will take a look at the past, the present and future issues surrounding soil health, including the history of global agricultural production and its impact on soil. One of the keynote speakers will be David Montgomery, who's a professor of geomorphology at the Department of Earth and Space Sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle. He has written several books about soil, including most recently Growing a Revolution.
Yeah, you know, there's a long history of humanity using agricultural practices that degrade the land slowly, and slowly enough that it's not really mattering year to year for farmers, but fast enough that it adds up over generations to undermine the fertility of the land. And that's a pattern that's been, you know, repeated in places around the world time and again. And a lot of it boils down to, oddly enough, over-reliance on the plow, on tillage, on mechanical disturbance of the soil to prepare it for planting. And the reason that works is, you know, you can, you know, look out across the plains from Boulder over to Kansas and think about the Dust Bowl. And that was a man-made disaster that was triggered by plowing up the grass that was holding together the plains and allowed erosion to proceed faster than the soil was building. And that's sort of, in a nutshell, the story of agricultural degradation in society's past. And I wrote about that 10 years ago in a book called Dirt, The Erosion of Civilizations. And it's a problem that I'm happy to say that we now, I think, have the knowledge and the perspective that we could actually solve. We don't have to repeat the lessons of ancient history and more recent history in our own country. And it revolves around thinking about a new style of regenerative farming. And that's a lot of what we'll be talking about on Wednesday at the Soil Revolution in Boulder.
There is a lot of attention paid and a lot of criticism levied at industrial scale agriculture and its impact on the environment and, of course, soil. So can we have regenerative agriculture at the huge scale that we seem to at least subsidize and support at a federal level here in the US? Because I know there are a lot of regenerative practices happening, but they seem to be happening at a smaller scale.
Yeah, they're easier, I think, to do at a smaller scale. But that's the central question. The one you're asking really is the essential question. That if we want to have a nation where very few people are farmers feeding the rest of us who do all the myriad other things we do because we don't have to grow our own food, can we do regenerative agriculture at scale? And I'm happy to say that that's the subject of my most recent book, Growing a Revolution, Bringing Our Soil Back to Life. And I visited farmers around the world who are doing regenerative agriculture to write about their practices. And some of the farmers I visited were working farms up to 20,000 acres. They were large farms in the Dakotas, and they were mechanized. They were, by all intents and purposes, industrial farms. But they had changed the way they think about the soil, how they were treating their land. They were weaning themselves off of agrochemicals, not disturbing the soil so much. And the changes in their soil, the regenerative aspect of their practices, were really apparent in visiting them. And what I found most optimistic was that they were more profitable than their conventional neighbors. So this is a problem that I think the economics and the environmental concerns and even the desire to grow healthier, more nutritious food for those of us who live in cities all come together around the idea of rebuilding soil fertility.
I think the economics of that, of course, is crucial, because if it's not going to be profitable and if you can't keep the same economic structure, it's just not going to be embraced, you know, at a broad scale. But in terms of exactly what happens that makes it different from, as you said, the ploughing and the tilling of the earth that has really led to this degradation, what are some of the alternative practices that are being used that are actually making the soil healthier?
Well, you know, in visiting farmers around the world to write Growing a Revolution, I came to the conclusion, based on interviewing them about what successful regenerative farmers had done, that there was a common set of principles that guided their practices. And those principles could really be boiled down to a simple statement: ditch the plow, cover up, and grow diversity. So minimize disturbance of the soil, you know, perhaps with no-till agriculture or with minimum tillage. Plant cover crops to always keep the ground surface covered with a living plant so their roots were active in the soil. That's a recipe for reducing erosion and also for getting nutrients into the soil from the plant. Plants will push sugars and proteins and even fats, it turns out, into the soil to feed the microbes that live there, that plants have essentially outsourced critical functions for their own health. So there's keeping the soil from eroding, there's feeding it with carbon, and then planting a diversity of crops, whether in one's crop rotation or whether in the cover crops in between the commercial cash crops. Having a diversity of plants translates into a diverse microbial ecosystem. And those three things are a recipe for cultivating the beneficial life in the soil, which if you have healthy, fertile soil, you can spend less on fertilizer, you can spend less on pesticides and herbicides. And those three sort of things together are a recipe for putting the soil back to, bringing the soil back to life, really, in ways that can benefit farmers economically.
Of course, climate change is such a huge issue that's impacting all aspects of life. But soil has become such a central part of that because of the capacity for healthy soil to capture carbon. But of course, climate change is also impacting the type of crops that are being grown. I mean, what is the relationship between soil and carbon outside of the capability of healthy soil capturing carbon from the atmosphere, so helping mitigate some of the impacts of climate change? But what is the impact of a changing climate on the type of crops that we're growing and maybe some of these regenerative agricultural practices that you referred to?
Yeah, so you know, as you're saying, the sort of the most direct benefits from a climate perspective are that if you rebuild healthy, fertile soils, you're putting carbon back in the ground. But you're also not putting as much into the atmosphere from our farming practices, because if you plow less and if you use less fertilizer, the sort of the nitrogen production and the diesel production associated with farming will also go down. But what you're asking about are sort of what are the impacts of climate change on agricultural production. And there's some pretty scary predictions for what rising temperatures will do to the yields of our major crops of wheat and corn and rice, the sort of the staples that really sort of feed humanity our dominant carbohydrate load. And it's projected, if I'm recalling the numbers right, that with each 1 degree C rise in global temperature, we'd lose about 10% of yield off of those major crops. And so if you look at a scenario where we get a 2, 3, or 4 degree increase over the next century, those soon add up to some pretty scary numbers. So there's real work to be done in terms of thinking about how can we adapt our agricultural system to be more resilient in the face of, you know, whatever warming actually occurs, whether at the low end of projections or scarily at the high end. And a couple of the things that putting more carbon back in the ground do, other than just get carbon out of the atmosphere, is that with more organic matter in the soil behaves more like a sponge. And with not tilling, without plowing, you get more of the rain that actually falls in an area sinking into the ground, infiltrating into the ground, as hydrologists would say. And that keeps the water on the field where you want it to actually feed your crop, rather than running off and carrying away the soil and carrying away the nitrogen you may have added, as often happens on conventional farms. So there's the idea of rebuilding healthy, fertile soil can help with the resilience of a farm and its ability to better tolerate droughts. There's good studies that show that regenerative farmers have better yields during drought periods than their conventional neighbors, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, the resilience of their crops growing in healthy, fertile soil, but also the ability of that soil to just keep more of whatever rain actually falls on the land in place where it can nourish the crops.
That's David Montgomery, who's Professor of Geomorphology at the Department of Earth and Space Sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle. He'll be the keynote speaker at the 3rd Annual Soil Revolution Conference that happens all day tomorrow in Boulder. And we'll have more coverage of that actually later in the week.